Just allow the old cement, you have to make sure that the hole is open, you have to epoxy it.
Nice.
And brace it apart.
We're holding today.
Or you can just file down the door a little bit.
That's all. That's what they need, huh? We got yesterday up to the missionary because we wouldn't dare proceed without our Savajash's introduction. And since he is back, we can begin.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Amapelet shvir malimai malidam malignunim einach hosheshet livlat. Now, up until now, we've been discussing all types of things. Mutations and chimeras and unformed vlodais and trephas, the equivalent of trephas in a vlod. Non-viable vlodais, premature vlodais. Now the Mishnah wants to define what is bechalal ma'ur shad, that it's a vlod. So suppose all that we have is basically the shvir. The shvir is the skin that generally would surround a membrane, would generally be a vlod. But over here it's just full of water, it's full of blood. What's that? No. This is something that could be a vlad, except it doesn't have anything in it. It's full of dam. It's full of ginunim. At this point, ginunim, the Rambam learns ginunim is the pshat, the little worm-like structures. Most learn that ginunim is the same as the lashon later on, the Gemara of givonim, different colors. However, the rhombus, of course, is very common to find little striated tissues, or several worms. So the Rambam explains. Nonetheless, ina chosheshes l'vlad. The im hayam merukam. On the other hand, if we find that there is real tissue growing there, then she has to be chosheshes and teishev l'zachav l'anikiva, being unable to define what this thing is, then she has to be machmer both with zocher nekeva, which means that she has the chumra of nekeva, the number of tamei days, 14 tamei days, the chumra of the zocher, that she only gets 26 tohar days, in addition, a total of 40 days. Habapelet sandal or shilya, the same thing is true of a sandal. We already learned that a sandal is clearly a simon that there was another vlad here. There's a sandal is always a twin. And that twin, one of the vlodais was unable to develop sufficiently because it was outgrown by the other, and therefore it ended up being retarded and wrecked. So here we'll see how much it has to be developed, this sandal. It's called a sandal, we'll see in the Gemara basically two lashinas. One of them is sandal's the name of a fish. The Tosfos Yontev learns like the other man, the Amar, says that the sandal is shaped like a lashon of a shor gadol, which we'll see later in the sugya. The sandal literally would mean a sandal, shape of a sandal, because that would be similar to lashon shor gadol. O shilya, and the shilya is the sag, the amniotic sag. And there, teishev l'zachav l'nekeva, not because the shilya itself is a vlad, but as we said, there's no such thing as having an amniotic sac that doesn't have a vlad that was there that caused it to develop. So the Gemara is going to ask, that's true about a sandal, true, also. So what's the nafkamina l'maisa, als the sandal itself? Well, take a look, whatever the vlad is. What is the sandal anyway? Ain't sandal below vlad. Okay, so Gemara is going to discuss the various nafkaminas la halacha of needing to be teishev l'zachav l'nekeva of the sandal itself.
This is a case of the amniotic sac with no pregnancy.
Okay, Gemara says not. So, which ain't sure you're below vlad. So, bishulim, I mean, it can be that you won't find the vlad, but there was a vlad that caused it to be developed, and the vlad was completely crushed, turned into zeya b'alma. I understand. You're telling me that it's full of water. You're telling me that it's full of blood. So I understand it's clearly not vlad. I mean, otherwise, how would it have all water or all blood? But I don't understand why ginunim. Why aren't we choshesh? Shema vlad aviv v'nimuach. Maybe there was a vlad here, and what we're looking at is the crushed remains. Omer Abaye says Abaye because we don't find a vlad to be crushed ad kedei kach that all that is left is ginunim. I mean, what are we saying? That this woman basically was on the bottle the whole time, I guess, right? I mean, kama yain chai shatat emotions. Shinimuach ubra b'toch meyah. I mean, what the heck was she on anyway? How did that happen? That's not benimtza, that we should be choshesh, that it's a vlad manch. Rava Omar, Rava says, look, the lashon over here, if you look carefully, is mole. Mole means that it's filled. In other words, there's no room here. If you would add air, wouldn't add additional space. It's completely filled with blood, completely filled with water, completely filled with this ginunim. If that's the case, it cannot be a sign of a decayed vlad, because there's always going to be room left. If something was solid tissue and now it's become liquefied, where's the space? There's no space here. So therefore, it must be that this is not liquefied tissue. And that actually it was not a vlad. If you ever have decaying tissue, it's always less in size than it was when it was properly formed. Ravada Barava, Amar. Ravada Barava says the meaning of the Mishnah is givanim. Givanim means different colors. If at kedei kach this vlad is completely degenerated, then kula b'chad gav nahavikoy, then we would not have seen different colorations, because it means that there was so much pressure here that it basically became homogenized. Otherwise, why don't we see tissue? So if it's homogenized, then it wouldn't be, if it's a homogenized vlad, it wouldn't be different colors. Elamai, it's not homogenized, so it's something else. And there's no remnants of tissue here that could be a vlad, and therefore we don't have to be chayish. Once we're already on the topic of drinking too much wine during pregnancy, the truth is that the relationships of achila v'shtia actually are part of the overall development and maintenance of the skeleton. And as Abba Shaul points out, Abba Shaul Omer, Kover Metim Hayiti. I was an undertaker. V'hayiti mistakel ba'atzamot shel metim. And I was able to determine over time certain patterns in skeletal remains and lifetime behaviors. Hashoter yain chai, people that would drink in their lifetime wine that wasn't properly mazel, atzmotav sirufim, their bones would always be like burned. Mazug atzmotav sechuyin, and karaui atzmotav mishuchin. So if there was too much water, then the bones would be sechuyin. Sechuyin, Rashi says, is either means blackened, or it means too spread out, not enough of the moach, and there was not enough, marrow in the bones. If they would drink correctly, so then that's motav mishuchin, then everything would be properly moist. The chol mishishtiyato meruba me'achilato, the Rishonim point out this means much more shtia than achila, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. We always talk about in the mizbeach itself the relationship of rachilam and shtia. So when it says over here meruba shtia miachila rachilam shtia, it means significantly. So shtiato meruba miachilato atzmotav surufim, achilato meruba mishtiato atzmotav sechuyim. Again, the norm is achilata meruba mishtia, because the Gemara brings a raya from the Mizbeach. So here it means, as Tosfos says, Yoter Midai. Remember in the Megillah where it says, Hashtiyat Kedatz, Eino Neis, Hashtiyat Shtiyat Kedatz, right? It says over there that it was Kedatz Shel Torah. Just like on the Mizbeach, you have more Achila than Shtiyah. So they're showing them all asks.
Yeah, wine, water too, or just
yeah,
wine.
Wine.
Wine. Cola or... No, no, real liquids.
That's not
true. Tanya, Abba Shaul Omer. Now, the next Marborim of Abba Shaul are Rimozim, obviously not meant to be taken literally. As we'll see, Tanya Abba Shaul Omer became a Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was actually Rabbi Yochanan who said this. The Kover Meitim Hayiti Pa'am Achad Ratzti Achar Tzvi. I was once chasing after a deer. V'nichnasti Bekulit Shel Meit. Now this deer was running through. It was a rather large mate because his femur bone was large enough for this deer to run through, and I chased after him right through the bone. V'ratzti acharav shalosh pasod. I kept running for about 12 kilometers in this bone. V'tzvi lo igati. I never did catch that tzvi. The kulit lo kaltan. There was still lots of bone up ahead. I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. K'shechazati li'acharai. When I came out, and I said, "What the heck was that?" Amruli shel og melech habashan haitai. You got into the wrong place. And basically, you were following along in Og's skeleton.
For tonight, a half marathon.
Another maisa, Tanya Abba Shaul Omer, Kover meitim hayiti pa'amachat niftecha ma'arat tachtai. Suddenly, one of these ma'arot meitim opened up under my feet, and I found myself, amarati begalgal eno shel meit ad chotmi. There I was standing in the eye socket of a skeleton, up to my nose. Rather large eye socket. U'kishachazati le'achorai, when I got out of that, they said that was Avshalom's eye socket. Avshalom, David's son. V'shema tomar Abba Shaul na'nasavi. Now maybe you'll say, okay, apparently Abba Shaul was a pretty small dwarf. Tom Thumb or something. And he fell into this eye. No. You should know that Abba Shaul was Aroch Bidoro, Abi. He was the longest, the tallest man in the generation. Rabbi Tarfon, the next generation, got up to his shoulders. Rabbi Tarfon was the tallest in his generation, and Rabbi Meir got up only to his shoulders. Rabbi Meir was the tallest in his generations, and Rabbi only got up to Rabbi Meir's shoulders. Rabbi was the tallest in his generation, and Rabbi Chia got only up to his shoulders. Rabbi Chia was the oldest, was the tallest in his generations, and Rav only got up to the shoulders of Rabbi Chia. Rav was the tallest in his generation, and Rabbi Yehuda got up to his shoulders. Rabbi Yehuda was the tallest in his generation, and Adadaila was basically the shamash in the Beis HaMedrash. She used to bring in the chairs and just make sure everybody was in cheer. He got up to the shoulders of Rabbi Yehuda. Parshtabina the Pumpadisa, Tosfos learns, Rashulas is the name of a person. Tosfos, it's impossible, because then it wouldn't have said de Pumpadisa, it would have said me Pumpadisa. And clearly, he says the Russian Parshtabina means the powers that be. In other words, the Malchus in Pumpadisa got up to Abba Dila's shoulders, to halfway up his body, and the rest of the world gets up to the loins of Pashtavina de Pumpadisa. So obviously, Abba Shaul must have gotten in really deep to get in that deeply. Because so clearly we're not talking about, you know, physical height over here. So the question is a question of darga, I mean, especially if we're talking about Pashtavina de Pumpadisa, it's not even a person, it's a concept. So Marsha explains the issue over here that may sound esoteric, but it's a very straightforward thing, the truth is. That Abba Shaul was explaining that it's possible to keep chasing the Tzvi. The Tzvi has a lot of Ramos in the Domed of the Tzvi and the the way in which the Shulchan Aruch begins. It's just supposed to be Daimel Tzvi yourself, right? Bratzky Tzvi and so on. So I was chasing that Tzvi. L'maisa, astonishingly, I found out that the entire chase was inside of the skeleton of Og Melech HaBosher, which is just an amazing, amazing thing. It means that a person can lead his entire life thinking that he's chasing spirituality, never manage to catch it, and not realizing it, that the environment that he's in and the context of his chase is completely within Tuma. And Og Melech HaBosher was the last of the Nephilim. And remember, that's why he's so central. So that the remez that he's giving is that even the Orach Shebedeira, which is the greatest one, has the highest potential of reaching out, can still make the mistake of chasing the Tzvi and be completely outside of the context in which it's possible to reach it. As far as the Avshalom, and that's obvious, the drives of Avshalom, the needs of Avshalom, what the Ayin of Avshalom means, that it's endless. We had a similar concept when we talked about Alexander. Remember with the story of the when he was a Galgal Eino Shalom, he put on the scale when he went to the Amazons. So
I wasn't here for that one.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here for Kachin. You started only in Nida. Oh my goodness gracious! I thought you were always here. You were always here, but we won't find it until we get there.
7 years.
Okay, so in any event, here too, then as a person can fall in completely within that context, all that's left above is the place where your neshama draws from, is your nose. You keep your nose above the water, so to speak. Because he sees that all in that, basically, these kind of remazim. But, I mean, anyone who's familiar with these are pretty standard ideas in Kabbalah and everything, and the Midrashic level of understanding the Pesukim, the Hashivas of Og Melech HaBosher, what it means. Obviously, it doesn't have any literal meaning here.
Who besides the Marsha would do a parish on that?
Maral.
Maral?
Yeah. No, it's brought to
Ruf Tzadik. It had its tie into the
pretty famous Gemara.
How does it tie in?
It ties in because of the Nimuach Ubra. As a possible, it should be Nimuach.
You said about the stories of Abba Babar Chana.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, well, in other words, stories that are clearly not meant to be taken. You weren't here earlier. There's an amazing, Scott sent around the most amazing video of Mamish for Arisugya, a child that was born without a face, completely. And they had a long video about it on the news. Absolutely astonishing. And take a look at the Sugya. Sugya talks about, Rashi's Lashon of Panav Tuchais. What's Shaykh about Mamish, Panav Tuchais? Nothing at all of a face. Nothing. Shouldn't they? Nothing.
Just an opening.
They made a hole for the trachea for breathing, and they made a hole for the stomach for feeding, and basically gradually, and it's still in the middle, I think it's something. Yeah, they're expecting to do a total of 70 or 80 operations to try to make something. They're in the middle of this process. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, Shalu lifnei Rabbi. Hamapelish shvir molei boser. And notice that the Mishnah talks about molei dam, molei mayim, molei genunim, or givunim, according to the other Lashon. What about, we never talked about what the din would be if you have a shvir that is molei boser. It's actually full of protoplasm. But there's no sign of any avar. What's the thing? Now, Tosfos says you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah and say, how come the Mishnah discussed Molei Mayim and Molei Dan? Now, as for that Molei Bosa, you would have to be chayish for a blood. Because, okay, so maybe the pshat is that it's only for sheshes. Maybe it's not vada. We want to know it's a vada. Or, says Tosfos, even shayach. But because we're going to see that it's a machlokas, what the din is of Bosa. the Mishnah didn't want to get involved. Oftentimes we find that a Mishnah leaves out things b'plukta lo kamayri. So we can't bring a raya directly from the Mishnah. So therefore they asked Rebbe, so what's l'maisa v'halacha? Amar lan lo shamati. I never heard the Kabbalah what the dinah is of a shvir that's full of just protoplasm. Amar lefanav Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yossi. So here Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yossi, who of course was always the one that was very mocked about his father's psak. Remember where he said, you know, ah, this is an Adam Gadol. What's he want to hear? Rebbe's pshat. I could tell him my father's pshat. So over here he says that you don't know, but my father knew, and I'll tell you his pshat. Kach amar Abba, molei dam, tmei anida. If the shvir over here is full of dam, then it's anida. Molei boser, tmei aleda. So that's the thing. Amar lei, so Rebbe said to him, let me tell you something. If you had only said something new that we had never discussed before, Shvir Molei Basar Tomei Leida, would have accepted it from you on the spot without question. However, you made the mistake of saying the whole thing. You said that if you have a Shvir Molei Dam, it's Tomei Aus Nida. Oh, hold on a second. That was a whole shayla that we had back in the beginning of the parak, remember? That was sumchas v'shita, the additional Rav Shimon bar Yochai, I mean, the sumchas, the whole thing, that it's the derek shalisha, liros in this fashion, and so on and so on. Not everybody agrees to that. The Rabbanan argued on that. So now I could say, okay, I see your father was saying over things that he didn't mean to be la'alocha. He was saying over the das of a yochid. So in the same way that I see that the first part of what you're quoting from your father is clearly ki yechidot das yochid, namely like Sumchus. That was Sumchus who was quoting Rabbi Meir. So Hanami, how do I know that the second part of your statement that you're quoting from your father, in which he said a shvir that's full of basar is definitely tamei leida, maybe that is also das yochid, and he didn't mean that it should be taken la'alocha, and it was going aliba to Rabbi Yeshua. But in fact, ain't halacha Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua am I talking about? I'll tell you in a minute. The Tanya. Amapelet shvir she'eno merukam. Rabbi Yeshua, ever thought? Very interesting thing. Rabbi Yeshua tainas the shvir itself, which is only the skin, without anything in it, doesn't have any chitul chevarim. It's considered to be a vlad. Now, once Rabbi Yeshua is willing to go that far, the Chachamim say, "Eino vlad." If Rabbi Yeshua is willing to go that far, how do I know that the reason that you were quoting, that if it was molei basar, that it's a vlad, how do I know that that's not because it's a vlad because of the or itself? Like Rabbi Yeshua. As Rabbi Yeshua is saying, wherever you have or, essentially, you have a vlad, and we'll see as a siman and a pasuk for such a thing. So, if that's the case, since the chachamim remain a vlad, and we would paskin over here like the chachamim, I can't say that your father was only saying over la halacha, because I know in the first part he wasn't saying over la halacha, saying over sumchas. I'll leave the Rabbi Meir. Therefore, it's a fascinating thing that you sent over to us, but it doesn't change the fact that, as I said before, I don't know, and I still don't know what the din is. Lo shamati, what the din is, legabe a shvir mole basa. On that, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rebbe Yeshia, the machlokis Rebbe Yeshua and the Chachamim is dafka be'achor, but b'tzalul de'v'akol eino v'lad. This is only where there was whatever is inside of it is not clear. Rashi learns clear liquid. Tosfos learns difficult to believe liquid, because then we have over here the dam clearly told us that it's tmei anida, not leida, which means that if it's liquid inside, I don't assume that it's a vlad. Therefore, Tosfos learns it means whatever protoplasmic remnants are inside are ochur. They're not transparent. But if it's solum, if what's inside is clear, then everybody agrees, Eino Vlad. There's no machlokes Rav Yehoshua and the Chachomim about such a thing. I gotta hand it to you, Mr. President. Today this is Hatzolos and Fashas. Today it's not Hatzolos and Fashas. Shaila is, I'm just thinking maybe because I was weak enough to give in to my desires, now I really need it. All right, but anyway, what, certainly it's not your fault. To you, I have only to be made. So if this is now the way that Reish Lakish said, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, "Bitzolul machlokes." They're arguing even. Well, not it's not clear. He didn't say even. I wonder in a moment, did he mean even? But they're arguing about where it's clear. What did he mean? They're arguing. Did he mean to say that they're arguing Dafka when it's clear, but if there was some type of unclear remnants in it, everybody would be made it was a vlad, even the Chachamim? Or was he saying, even if it's clear, they're arguing? And Benkach or Benkach Machlokas, the Chachamim would disagree no matter what. A Shvir is never a vlad without any Yitzurah on it. That, insufficient information. Take Meisvei. Et zu darash Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya made this drasha about the nature of skin. It says, Vayaz Hashem Elokim la'adam u'le'ishto kotnot or v'yal b'shem. Everybody thinks that this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made shirts, skin shirts, and put them on Adam v'ishtag. However, if you take a look at the Targum learns kosnos or means the skin over their flesh. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made skin over Adam v'chava at the end of the process where he had opened up Adam, made chava, and so on and so forth. So the last act of the Yetzirah was the skin. Then that they were given skin. Then Vayal Bishem. Then he dressed them. But not that there were animals that were shechted or that were killed in order to create or for the other. That's not what it means. So there was no killing of animals.
Is this what this is like the fingernail covering?
Yeah.
What about those cast the Malachim would make for Adam, maybe to give some.
But that's the process. I understand the problems. Malamit she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu se or la'adam, Elohim kein notzar. So you see that the last step of the Yetzirah is the formation of the skin. Therefore, Tainez Rav Yeshua ben Levi, if that's the case, Alma Bor Talya Milsa. So if you find now the skin of the Vlad, Loshna Achor, Loshna Tzalul, the Lechora, this is Rabbi Yeshua's Makar, in other words. Doesn't matter what's inside. All I have to look at is I see the Or, and where the Or come from. Kadosh Baruch Hu only creates the Or at the end of the Yetzirah. See, I would be showing a bit solo Machlokes. You're going to tell me the Machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachonim is in solo. Okay, and I understand I need a pasuk to be mochiach to me, that even though logically speaking, you'd say, why should I be chashish? There's a vlad. So you come along and you say, look, the Torah was made, that the or itself is sufficient. But if you're going to tell me about ofer machlokes, I mean, if they're arguing dafk about ofer as the pshad, or even also about ofer, what do I need a pasuk for? The ofer machlokes is already a svar. In other words, is what I see here considered to be likely a remnant of a vlad or not? So then it's a svara de alma.
It's the skin. It's not the membrane.
No. Skin.
Inside the.
Not the amniotic membrane sac. Ela shmamina, but solo machlokas shmamina. We have to say that the machlokas is betzolo, which shows that Reish Lakish is wrong. But it can't be that they're only arguing about offer. They have to at least be arguing about solo. Shmamina. We also have the same discussion about what the machlokas was by Reb Nachman, quoting Rabbi Bar Avuha, he said the machlokas Reb Yeshua Netachomim is where it's achor, where it's salul, divrei akol eino vlad. And there, Rava asked Reb Nachman, Elo amru simin vlad bebehema daka tinuf, begasa shilya, beisha shvir beshilya. Remember, in Bechereis, where we were talking about whether we have to be choshesh, that an animal that just now reached reproductive age is the first child that it gives birth to, Valaya Bechor. I bought this animal from a guy, I have no idea what happened before, but I know that it just became reproductively capable. So Lechera, the first child it has, male, I can be Samech 100% it's a Bechor. So there, the Mishnah continues on to say, how can you bring a raya from that? Simen vlad bebehema daka is tinuf. Tinuf would be if immediately after conception, now you would have had, before it was even all that noticeable, you have the vlad now becoming reduced and it expels it from the body as tinuf. Not to be confused with the tinuf we're going to be talking about later on, which has to do with bleeding that's associated with pregnancies. Here it means actually there was a vlad that was old enough to be perseach the rechem, but that it became now crushed and just was expelled. And that material is a simon of a vlad in behemoth daka. Now you don't know that this is the first child then, do you? Because maybe it was mitanefes before. In Agasa, you would have a shilya, that would be enough of a raya that it had had a vlad, even though it didn't carry to term. And in a human, you have a situation like this, either a shvir or a shilya. Now, how come it doesn't mention shvir by a behemoth? It doesn't mention shvir by a behemoth. So I'll explain to you. Shvir by behemoth lo patana. Iyam bit b'shleima bit solul machlokes. If you're going to tell me that the machloikis Reb Yeshua Netachomim is dafka about a shvir that contains clear material. Okay, so now I understand. The Torah talked about the Yetzirah of Adam, and over there it said kosnos or. So by Adam I understand that or is a simon already of Yetzirah. Didn't say that by Behemoth. So therefore, isha the Rabbi Bakra patar bashvir. The behemoth of low Rabbi Bakra, low Patar Bashvir. I understand why we're making the nafkamina lagabi the suffix bechor of a human and the suffix bechor of a behemoth. But if you're going to learn that the machlokas Rabbi Yeshua Netachomim is where there is material here that's ochor, understand? So then you're arguing in a svara basically. What's a nafkamina? A mammal is a mammal. I mean, what's the difference between human and other mammals in how to understand the embryonic remains. So all mammals are going to have the same basic structure. How do you explain that? Says that would be a wonderful point except for one issue. You're assuming that Rabbi Yeshua held vadai that the din is that the shvir is a vlad. No. Mi sav Rabbi Yeshua mipshet pashitle. The truth is Rabbi Yeshua all along was besupik. And what he's doing is he's going l'chumra in each case. So he's saying like this, look, when it comes to a behema, you have to go l'chumra. Because if you go l'kula, and you'll say, so maybe the first one was the b'chor. Why should I have to give this to the kohen? So then people are going to use this to be geizis vayivet. They'll be over yisav yiraisa. There's certainly a strong chashash that this is the Bechor, right? Because I don't know what the din is of a shvir. So even if there was a shvir, because of that I'm going to be matir the second one, it's a suffix. So let them give the second one to the Kohen to avoid the problems of Gizav Aveda. I asked, I said, man, what do you mean? So we're taking away money from the person to give it? So what can you do? In other words, because otherwise they're going to come, Yudai Yisr Mamish, Masha'inke, when it comes to Gabe Isha, we're over there. It's a question of mumming. So what are we going to say? Pay the chamisha slayim. We don't have to pay the chamisha slayim. So is there involved in the Bechor Adam? I say, don't pay the chamisha slayim. It's a suffix. Suffix mumming lakula. And by behema yisura is the color. So that's pekis of avreda. Of course, sofik yisura lechumra. No choice. I'll have to go lechumra over there. And now in our sugya is also begayet yisur. Halkanami gabe isha sofik tumra lechumra. So here too, we have to say he's saying Rabbi Yeshua is saying lechumra. I'm being machmer on the blood. So how do you expect that it should show up as a difference between behema v'isha over the legabi b'chayres? That's because it's a suffix. That's why it doesn't show up. Now wait a minute. How can you say it's a suffix? There was the whole beautiful pasuk. Boy, this is so disappointing. Bring this beautiful pasuk about the cosmos. Oh, man, it's such a lovely way of saying it. You know, a suit made out of skin. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's final gift. Now you're saying, what happened to the pasuk? Yeah, the pasuk was really only a machmer, unfortunately. And really, he was just saying, but Rabbana, look, you have to be machmer. And the cross is machmer be Amu. Omalai Rav Chanina bar Shalmi al Rav. You know, I am good and mixed up at this point. I mean, we started off with Rebbe. Rebbe says, I don't know. Then we came along with Rabbi Shmuel bar Yossi, and he said, oh, yes, I know. He was quoting his father. And he says that if it's Molly Bosch, it's Vara Tame Leib. Then we come along to Rabbi Oshia. Then we come along to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Oshia says they're arguing if there's some material that's Achor. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says they're arguing if it's Tzalul. Man, I don't know if I'm coming or going at this point. I mean, so what's the thing? Can you tell me? Markham and Smirley, what do you hold? Marley, I'll tell you what I hold. I hold a shvir, whether it's achur, whether it's a tzalul, forget about it. You don't even have to be cheshish l'chumra. Whereas Shmuel says, on the contrary, you'd have to be cheshish for both l'chumra. V'yod the Shmuel atayme, this is Shmuel ashitato, because in Naharda, which was the city in which Shmuel was the rav, so in Narda, they say, Chiyas Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came for them. He said, Me'olam, lo dochu shvir b'Narda. There wasn't a single time. Lots of shilas over there about women that had miscarried shvirs. They were never mazirin to say that she shouldn't be Dmei Aleda, except one maisa. Levar me'ahu shvir, that's what the time in the Shmuel, was once a maisa where they brought a shvir to Shmuel, where the shvir itself was so transparent that he put a chuta saira on one side and he could see straight through it to see clearly a hair on the other side. He said that's for sure can't possibly have been a remnant of a vlad. He was marachol chuta saira mehagisa v'chaz mehagisa omar, and he said if there was ever a vlad, I couldn't possibly be that clear. And then he was matter, but normally it's chashash.
What does it mean in
the
Hadar? They kept
tumas later? Or that's what he meant, tumas? What do you mean? Tumas later is Nagar, her husband, too?
That was not the 40 days.
Of course. It's only recently, relatively recently, that he stopped being Nagar Yemei Tar. The Rambam brings that it's become already, you know, that they say there's no longer the Yemei Tayar, it's from the too many Sveikas, but it's certainly over. But of course, too much later, you have to keep. No, these are Shilas today, and the same Shilas today. V'imahaya merukam. And when you say merukam, you mean that it's shaped like an embryo. What does that mean? I mean, how do we who are not doctors and we're trying to train you over here to recognize a shvir merukam, what would a shvir merukam look like that you should say it's a vlad? Is there a shvir merukam? Abba Shaul Omer, Tchilat Briato, now the correct gears over here, is probably the way the Rabbi Natan is Geras and the Taisus HaRosh is Geras, Ki Rashun. Rashun is a small locust. That the embryo looks like a small locust. Because the problem is, if you have it mirosho, that it's a contradiction to the Gemara that says that the uber develops mitaburo, spreading outwards. Although there are those that grow as mataritz, that there's an avkamina between bria and yetzira. And he's talking about briyasai. Over there it's talking about notzar mitaburo. But in any event, let's assume that it means like this. You have over here an embryo that looks like a bug, basically. And the developing eyes are look like the two dots on a small fly. They're on opposite sides of the head. They haven't yet come together. The two nostrils are also like two little holes. Tipin shel zvuv. And the nostrils are dafka mikuravim zelazeh, are very close to one another. Piv batuach dechuta sara, the area of the mouth is a tiny cut that is looks like a hair. Vigviato ki adasha. Now some learn vigviato means actually his phallus is the size of an adasha, which is large. The Rambam learns vigviato means the size of the entire embryo is the size of an adasha, which is more reasonable for this stage. We find that the Lashon of Gvia is actually used, it's interesting, because remember that as Rashi brings the extra hay of Avram Avinu, was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Bris Mila, gave him Shlita on five additional things that he didn't have before. His two eyes, his two ears, and Rosh HaGvia. And Rosh HaGvia obviously means his phallus. The shaila is, what does Rosh HaGvia could mean? The head of the body. So the Gvia would then mean the body. Rosh HaGvia would mean the reproductive capability of the body, the part that's going to be the Netzach. Or, so then that would be like the Rambam, because then Gviasa would mean the entire body of the uber. If you learn it means like Rashi, it actually means the phallus is the size of an adasha, then you'd have to learn Rosh HaGvia over there would mean the Atara. So the Orach Laner understands the sugya. So it was this discourse of Bris Mila, Shmir on the Atara itself. The Im Haita Nekeva, if this was a female, and this part is more mashma like Rashi. Because here, according to Rashi, we're talking about the genitals. So Gviato of a Zohar is Kadasha. And if it's Nikeva, then it's Nikeret, Nikuva. The opening is also Nikeret, like a Sa'ora la Orka. Because the Sa'ora has in it a slit. And that slit would then be the place for the female genitalia. V'chitoch Yadayim Raglayim Eino, at that point there is no yet clear-cut, developed feet and hands. The Alav Mifurash B'Kabbalah, and we see that in Iyov, the Pasuk says, Haloki Chalav Titicheni, Uchechvina Takpieni, Or Ubasar Talbisheni, V'Atzamot V'Gidim Tesochecheni, Chayim V'Chesed Asita Imadi, Uvekudatcha Shamra Ruchi. So we see from here that even though we're talking about a very early stage, kichalav titicheni is a reference to semen, so you pour me out like milk. Kigvinat takpieni, you then make me, what's the lesson in the English? No, but to make something solid. To make that which was watery solid, like cheese. Then you wrap me in arum basar, and fill me out at some beginning to Sochachini. So you see that you can have the Pkudat Chashamro Ruchi at this early stage. The Einbot Kirato Bamai. Now, if you want to check out this Uber, now, I mean, obviously you're going to have to wash it off. I mean, you're talking about a tiny little thing that's in the middle of a discharge, in the middle of an aborted material.
How does all this match up with the
other people? Yeah, exactly.
All these
yeah. So you don't use water, because water is just too tough. Mayim azim v'tordimoto, it gets simply melted away. Labotkinot of the Shemen. Use oil. Oil is the Shemen Rach Mitzayashka. If you want to check out whether it has these parts, you're going to have good light. In Roin Ela Bechama, you have to be actually in the light. And then Ketzad Botkinot. How do you check it out? Ketzad Botkinot? You just said. You know what I mean? You just said how to check it out. No. Keta Botinotko, Ledaim Zachar in the Keva. How can you tell if it's a male or female? Because you don't have a microscope at this age to be able to know what its genitals are like. Says Abishol Barnash. This is very interesting because Abishol is very, very prominent in this entire sugya. Abishol, the son of a man, or some say it was Abishol Baremes, strange Abishol, and he said, Meviki Sein, basically bring a toothpick. Shoshol Chalak, make sure it's not too sharp. Uminanea Botomakom, rub it up and down in the area of the genitals. In Misachsech, if it hits something, then obviously there's a phallus there, the Yadush Zohar. In love, Yadush and Ekevali. If there's no problem in moving the toothpick up and down, then this is a female. Obviously, this is only if you're moving up and down. Avuminat stadim, you can't move back and forth because the name of kotle beitarechem. Even if it was in a cave, it would have gotten caught in the edges of the nakpus kisora.
Why didn't they just go to chumra longest? Why?
They hadn't figured out yet in those days that the way to deal with all issues is to go lekumra. They thought he was supposed to pass an halacha. It's only later that they made this discovery.
So how come Abishol doesn't have a title of rabbi?
Huh?
How come he doesn't have a title of Abishol?
Why is he one of those great men and doesn't have the title?
Could be a tumtum, could be a drogonus also, and that's what they...
Sorry?
I say, it could have been a tumtum or a drogonus, or why...
Yeah, but I'm not chashish for it. Omer evada barava tana, ima haitana keva nidona kisaora seduka. So we said that the nekeva is looked at as, you said, a seora that has an opening like a slit. Maskev lo Rav Nachman, how do you know that that makes it an akeva? V'dilma chut shel beit zimninu, how do you know that that is not the line that bifurcates the scrotum? How can you be sure that you're dealing with an akeva? Maskev lo Rav, Omer Abaye, says Abaye, man, that's ridiculous. Hashta beitzim gufayu lo yadia. You can't find any testicles there. You're going to find now the bifurcation of the scrotum. Chucha beitzim yadia. If there's anything there that's detectable at this early stage, the only thing it could be is a female. Omer v'amram. Tana, the Braisa adds, shtei yirei chutav, kishnei chutin shel zihurit. The Omer v'amram Allah kishel orev. The Yerechaim, which have not yet become developed, at that stage are like two, one on either side, threads of Zuhurit, which is a thick thread, says Rav Amram, that's talking about the Orev of a mixture of Zuhurit. The Orev is always much thicker because the Orev has to be thrown back and forth on the shuttle, so it was always made thicker not to tear. And the Yadayim are Shnei Zorotav, the arms, are Kishnei Chutim Shazahuris, to which Rav Amram explained, Amar Allah, Kishel Shet, that's talking about, indeed, not like the Orev, but the thinner threads of Zahurit, which are the Shet. Omer Le Rav Shmuel, Le Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Lo Tavir Uvda, Ad Sheyasir. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, listen sharply, you should not paskin this, that clearly it's a vlad, until you can see that there's actually hairs on the head. Because you're not, we can't rely on your medical skills. Shmuel should say such a thing. Amar Shmuel, the achazu chosheshes, thought Shmuel was saying that you have to be chosheshes at all times, even for just the Orach Shvir, So what's he saying? Don't do an uvda. No, Amar Rabbi Bashmul, the didimi farshli minate mashmul lachush. Right, it's two different issues over here. To have a chash, of course, you have to have a chash all the time. You may taira is what he's saying. You can't be sure that it was a leda. Lakula, to give her, you may taira, achiyasir. So what, you're telling me that Shmuel had a suffix? Shmuel was one of the greatest physicians in history. Maisu was Shmuel, ahu shvira da'asai l'kamidama Shmuel. They brought once a fetus to Shmuel to check to see whether it had a dinner of blood. And he said when he examined it, ha bar arba'in v'chad yuma. This is a 41-day fetus, and therefore it's metan. So they went, miyuma dozalut fila, and they went and figured out when she had gone to the mikvah, and ahu yuma until that day, and it was only 40 days. So they figured they really got Shmuel this time. How could she possibly have gotten pregnant before? And Shmuel said, well, I'll tell you the bad news. I benina ball. How did she get pregnant? I got to teach you the birds and the bees. The guy obviously had slept with his wife before she went to the mikvah. Kafte, so they took the guy and they tied him up and said, tell us the truth, and he was made it. So obviously Shmuel, how could Shmuel have possibly had a doubt that he has to wait until there's hair on his head? It's ridiculous. We're asking questions, Shmuel. Shani Shmuel, the Rav Bubre. Shmuel was incredible. He was a genius. But he's talking over here to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was not a physician that could be able to be Mavdil Adkadekach. So he told them, look, you can't take a chance. I mean, a guy like you is an Amoritz in medicine. You're going to have to be Machmer only to give her your Meitaira if there's some hair on the head of this fetus. But Pellet, Sandal, Tanarabon, Sandal domel dog shall yam. Rashi is actually a dog that is called a sandal. And that's what it looks like. Why is it Tame? Isn't this like the ultimate Gufatum? No, because Mishkilato Vlada. Truth is, it was a well-formed fetus. Ela Shinir Tzav. That we already said. Fetus at the time of delivery is not what's Keveya. Keveya is the tzura that it would have had. Trauma? Trauma doesn't change the din of the fetus. So over here, this fetus was traumatized by its brother. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer sandal domel lelashon shel shor hagadol. It looks like, basically, if you see a complete tongue, that's what it looks like. Mishum, and as I said to you earlier, the Taisus Yontif says, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, then the lashon of sandal is not the name of a fish. It means the tzura of a sandal. Like a sandal you put on your foot. Mishum rabotenu heidu, sandal tzarich tzurat panim. We don't assume it's a sandal unless it has some tzura of a face. Amr Rav Yehuda, Mishmur halacha sandal tzarich tzurat panim. Amr Rav Adam, Rav Yitzchak, Amr Yitzchak. When we say this, it means afilu miachorav. It doesn't have to look like it's got a face. You could be looking at its face from backwards, from the inside, like a guy in the comics. You know, he gives, you know, in the Disney cartoons where you slap the cat, slaps the mouse, or vice versa, in the face, and the yichzir panav l'achorav. The whole thing goes backwards. You know, so for you, the whole face goes inside. So even if you'd be looking at, there should be something that looks generally like a face. Rabbianai, bimei Rabbianai, bikshu l'taheret ha-sandal she'en lo tzurat panim. They wanted to say, they found a sandal, didn't have a tzurat panim, so you have to be chayish. Amalan Rabbianai, this is insane. Tihartam is our blood, what are you guys crazy? Going around the tire of blood. Huh? What do you mean? Hatani mishum rabbi seno yidu, sandal tzurat panim. Wait a second over here. We just had all of these ideas over here that you need to have a tzuras ponim. Well, what are we doing wrong? There's no tzuras ponim, not frontwards, not backwards. So it's not, it's not a piece of meat. I'm Rabbi Bavarabai, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, sir. All of those ideas were das yochid. They were eduso shrebi nechunya nishnit nishnizu. And we don't pass it like that. It was when the Chunya said that. Everybody was repeating it. But that's not the the halacha, which is why Rabbi Yanai was very upset. What's going on over here? All of those he'ida leha were from one person. You see how it happens? Everybody's quoting it, and now all of a sudden it becomes the common wisdom. I mean, as is well known. What is well known? Who well known? One person said this, now all of a sudden it's well known. So that is Lamergan Alocha. That was Rabbi Yanai was saying, Tiatim es Havlades. Omar of Zeira, said, damn. Zachabar of Bibi Bishmaitse. Yeah. From now on, everybody's going to be quoting Rabbi Barabaya on this. And I was there. Both of us were sitting and learning by Rabbi Yochanan. When this thing came up, and Rabbi Yochanan said that it's only a dusa shred nechunya, and he got there first. And now everybody, for all of history, is going to be quoting Rabbi Barabaya says medusa of Rabbi Nechunya, and I could have been the one that could have been quoted. Lomi is kiruv sano. Yes, the Gemara. I just claw what this whole thing is about. If lamaisa there's a sano, how did the sano get to be a sano? Because there's another blood here, right? That's by definition what a sandal is. So ain't sandal she any more blood. So I don't get it. Idi yalt in the cave of the Hade. So I mean, we'll look at the other vlad. Says Gemara. If the other vlad is in the cave, you're 100% right. Who cares? But Achmai Skin is Yalda Zohar Vahade. Starting over here, of course there's another Vlad. The other Vlad is a Zohar. So you might have thought, so that comes along now, the Chiddush of the Sandal, is to tell me that you have to be Machmer now to give you Mei Tuma of an Akeva. So now it's going to have 14 days of Tuma. Ma'adet, why not? Isn't it double partial? Because Ma'adet Tema. So since we're told that what defines which sex the child will be is dependent on who is Mazriya Tchila, so then how would we have two different sexes? That if both of them were Mazriya together, so then the Shaykh had one Zachar, one Nekeva, and you should be Chayshish, that the Sandal was a Nekeva, even though the other one was a Zachar. The other Acher, or, you know what, the truth is, that even if there was a Nekeva, I still need to know that you have to be Chayshish for a Sandal. Because suppose the birth takes place immediately before Shkia. And the Vlad is born before Shkia, and then the Sandal is born after Shkia. So now I got a problem. Because the Sandal is a Vlad, so I'm now going to extend the Yemei Tuma to the 15th day. Because otherwise I would have been able to count the first day of Tuma was the 2 minutes left till Shkia. Now it's going to start counting tomorrow. And this makes tremendous matkininas in terms of when she's going to know Vadai that she gets back to her Nidos count. Because when does she start counting now the beginning of her Nidos? It's also a shadow. Does she count from the 80th day or from the 81st day?
So why then everything just extends one day?
Because it's a suffix. I can't go Lakula.
But
it's going to be a suffix now. Did she become a Nida before? Or was that still Damteya on the 81st day? So now, did she begin her Ziva 7 days later or 8 days later? So it's going to kind of come out now always Shilas. Is she going to be Chayav as a Korban? Or not Chayav as a Korban if she saw 3 days of Dam afterwards now? On the 88th day, what happened? Okay, so this is all very nagia. Therefore, we have to know how it is that we should view this sandal. Simona tchilas nida l'rishon, tchilas nida l'acharon. You need to know that you're going to have to count differently when she started her nidas from the 81st day or from the 80th day, and it's going to be a suffix, which one is which?
If it's a sandal, it means it's always a twin birth.
Yeah, the reason that it's a sandal, that particular tzura, is that's why we're metame it. Otherwise, it doesn't have, why would we metame it? It's supposed to be almo, it would be mapilas chaticha. Would go back to the beginning of the... Yeah, it would be like the beginning of the tzura's dog and all of that. But this particular shape that looks like the lashon of a shor gadol, like a fish of this kind, is always caused by the having a fully formed embryo and then squishing it. It doesn't have room to develop.
I wonder if the name of the dog that was the sandal is a soul.